Before I tell you about George Washington's Mount Vernon estate selling for a record $50 million, going back to segment one, we talked about California's has 70% of the costliest zip codes in the country. And I read an article in, someone sent me an article in Ed Hat, and they put the median price in 93108, which is Montecito, at $4,103,000. It got me thinking, when I do Montecito year to date, I don't put in the zip code in the search. I put in the district, which we call Montecito. Now, sometimes an agent will put a house in Montecito when it's not really in Montecito, but I select primary listings, so I should eliminate those. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I should do 93108 instead of Montecito. And instead of Montecito only being $5,005,000, I got in 93108 $4,850,000. And I actually got six more sales in 93108. So I didn't quite figure it out, but it's pretty close. But actually, some of the ones that were listed in 93108, they weren't listed in Montecito. They were listed in Area 15, which is east of state. And one of them was actually in Cold Spring School District. So it was a little squirrely, but I couldn't replicate the $4,103,000 in zip code 93108. I did then include condos, PUDs. I took away the primary listing, and I did get it to $4,200,000. So that was close to Ed Hat, but that means that they're including condos and different properties. Okay. George Washington slept here. Highest residential sale in the D.C. region. Sold for $50 million. The property was on 16 acres. And it's known as the Riverview Estate. The main house spans 16,000 square feet. 7 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms. 400 feet of water frontage overlooking the Potomac River. Also has a guest house, 2,600 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 3 baths. Now, this home was on the original 1,800 acres that Washington purchased in 1760. The American Horticultural Society still owns a portion of the original property, and it's a historic landmark, serves as a museum. So 1,800 acres, now the house is on 16 acres, 16 and a half acres. $48 million plus $2 million for furniture and personal property. So Washington bought 1,800 acres facing the Potomac in 1760. I wish we knew what he paid for it. I should have looked that up. And it remained in the Washington family until 1859. So that's almost 130 years. That's pretty good. And then since 1859, it's only changed hands a total of 4 times, which is very impressive. It hit the market in September of 2020 for $60 million. And then they add that it's seen modern renovations in the last century. Do you think? A home gym, a spa, sauna, steam room, indoor resistance pool, a resistance pool? Whether you got lifeguards there that try to keep you out. I assume they mean it's one of those pools that you swim against the current. There's a movie theater and a reception room, a game room, full bar, pool table. And there's a carriage house with a 4-car garage, studio apartment, a dock. And it's 10 minutes to the D.C. metropolitan area. So that's pretty impressive. Heather Corey of Sotheby's held the listing. Might be an interesting interview. Richard? Richard's not here. Sorry. Sorry, Dave's not here. Okay. We had the guest from the restoration project. He was just on, I forgot the name of his organization, Channel Islands Restoration. I did see that on Nextdoor, which is an amazing online organization to read what people say, and people, if they post something, other people seem to think it's okay to attack those people. It's amazing. And someone said a company will drop off a clean 5-gallon container with a lid, pick it up once a week. So it's like Marburg, you know, you drop off a container, you fill it with your food and composting. So instead of Marburg picking up your trash and recycling and green waste, this company picks up your composting. It seems like most people who compost want to use the compost for their own garden. Every 3 months, let's see, they fill it and pick it up once a week. You fill it with food. Every 3 months, they give you 15 pounds of compost and a dozen eggs. Okay, so they are giving you the completed product, 15 pounds of compost plus a dozen eggs. But it costs you $27 a month. And over 10 years, that's $3,240. So here's a suggestion. Get a free compost container and do it yourself. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.